In the name of the one true and living God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
It has been one of those weeks when I thought a lot about my mother who passed away 2 years ago. Yes, I think about her every day, but this entire week more intensely, I think, as I pondered on today's gospel. You see, my mother's face could always show what she was thinking, especially if she was perturbed. My siblings and I knew Irene's look well. You know, the look where someone peers at you over their glasses and not a word need be spoken. You know this one. That look that says, you know you're in trouble. The look that says, whatever you didn't do, you better do. Whatever you did do, you better not ever do it again. The look that also says, did you not hear what I said? And really? There are many times in the Gospels when I can picture Jesus giving that Irene stare down. And especially in today's Gospel. We know that over the course of the last couple of months, Luke's Gospel has given us an insider's view of what was happening along the way to Jerusalem. Jesus has continually been teaching the crowds, and especially his closest companions, what it means to follow him. Over and over, he has taught them that they must live a different way of life. And over again, they just don't get it. And the rest of us just might imagine our Lord looking at us in the same way when we fall short. Following Jesus is hard work. Still, Jesus kept trying and teaching his disciples because if they could not understand Jesus' message of compassion, mercy, kindness, acceptance, servanthood, and love, how could anyone else learn the way of Jesus? Increase our faith, his disciples said to him in this 17th chapter of Luke. Increase our faith, Lord, because you are asking an awful lot. Yes, he has. In a few short verses prior to today's gospel, he has just told them that to be his disciple, there would be huge accountability and responsibility. His disciples, the apostles, were to model love, acceptance, and the like, and not cause one of these little ones to stumble, meaning those who were learning to follow the way of love. Luke says this in chapter 17, verse 2. Look it up when you go home. And to top it all off, Jesus expected and expects those who follow him to always, always, always forgive without fail. to forgive an offense, a trespass, as God forgives our offenses and trespasses. Don't even hold a grudge. No ifs, ands, or buts. Increase our faith. If ever the gospel spoke to our situation today, this is one of those times. Every day, we know that we are bombarded with not so good news of people inflicted with and inflicting violence and pain and sometimes death, of unbalanced justice or no justice at all, especially for people of color. This week's social media has been lit up like a Christmas tree, and people are divided over the murder trial of a former Dallas officer who shot and killed an innocent man watching TV and eating ice cream in his own apartment. Many have questioned the length of jail time given, but what has garnered greater attention was the response of the victim's younger brother, who embraced the shooter and offered forgiveness. Forgiveness. The backlash has been compared to the tragic incident in 2015, when survivors and relatives of those slain in the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church offered that killer forgiveness. Not everyone agreed then either. What would you or I have done if we were standing in that young man's shoes? Did this act of forgiveness replace taking responsibility for accountability? Should it ever? It is mind-boggling, to say the least. And yet, Jesus makes it clear that we are to forgive as we are forgiven. It is no wonder then that the disciples, the apostles, asked for more faith, not only in matters of forgiveness, but in everything Jesus asked of their lives and of ours. Increase our faith. Jesus said to them, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted into the sea,' and it would obey you." In other words, you don't need more faith. All you need is a little bit. A little bit. And you would have all the faith that you need. Now live it. And what is faith? The word faith is taken from the Greek word pistis, which means to believe and to trust. In most everyday situations, we strive to have faith, trust in what we do and what others will do with us, for us, and to us. We strive to trust our spouses, partners, loved ones, best friends to always have our best interest at heart, amen?
Amen.
To tell us the truth in love. Children like Little Bit and my three C's trust that their parents, their grandparents, aunts and uncles will be there to protect them, nurture them, feed them, and clothe them. We trust, or we try to trust, that our doctors will prescribe the correct diagnosis and treatment in times of illness. Firefighters and military folks trust that their comrades, those who work alongside them, will have their backs no matter what. We also recognize that faith is something we also struggle with as we deal daily with circumstances and with others and within ourselves, with all our weaknesses, imperfections, and personalities. In the context of today's gospel, Jesus is saying, trust. You don't have to have a huge amount of faith to trust. If you have faith, just a little faith, a little trust, you can be and do all that I have asked and more. You just need a tiny bit, the size of a mustard seed, and you and I have seen mustard seeds. If one fell on this floor, forget it. We would not find it. But Jesus says, trust in God. Trust in me. And anything is possible with God's help. The faith that each of us has received is one of God's many gifts given to us for our redemption and for the building up of community and of the kingdom of God. It is a gift that is freely given, and we are free to accept it or reject it. And if we accept it, we are assured that the faith we have, the faith we desire, is something that we do not have to earn or work for. Yet, it is like a muscle that needs exercise to strengthen and grow. Faith is our yes to God, which can open minds and transform hearts and open hands, change lives, build better communities, build a church, make disciples. Faith is our trusting to the umpteenth degree that I know 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 that God is for us and will be with us. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Somebody.
Amen.
Oh, we've come
Amen.
This far
Hallelujah.
By faith, leaning on the Lord,
yes.
trusting in His holy word.
Yes.
He's never failed us yet.
Right.
Oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far
yes.
by faith.
Yes.
We need to know this today more than ever. Sisters and brothers, there is someone greater than all of us who calls us into His embrace and to His trust. Not some trust. Not here today, gone tomorrow trust. But His trust.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
Our faith, though, may sometimes go up and down like a roller coaster. There are times, like when the disciples, we may throw up our hands, drop to our knees and cry out, Lord, increase my faith. I can't take this. I can't do this. Help me increase my faith. And you know what? That is okay. Because Jesus says, as long as you can trust me, even this much, there is nothing you cannot do. Have faith, and you will not only move a mulberry tree into the sea, but hey, you may even be able to move a mountain.
All right,
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.